Welcome to the Tales of Bobby the Cat. Music by Dan and Yes. Episode 9, Dancing in the Rain. The Nicedies watched Stitch and the others tap dance as they thought a long while about how to set Stitch and Mimi up on a date.
I've got it! What?
Well, first, we'll tell Stitch about this girl we know called Mimi. Yes, that's right. And convince him to ask her out on a
date.
Then we'll give him Mimi's
Snacks.
Pencils.
Shoes.
Number. Mimi's number. I meant to say that. Chop chop.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, we'll ask Stitch to text Mimi. And the most important part? He'll text her on his phone. His phone. So it can't be traced back to us. Oh, what a genius I am.
Yeah, what a genius, Whispers.
Yeah, but what if Stitch botches it up, you know? Like asks her something weird, like how many toes she has or can she tap? He's not your normal guy, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Don't worry. We'll be right there when he's texting. But we'll dictate something to him, okay? All right? Okay, you guys? Are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
Yeah, I guess I'm in. Chop, 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 chop.
Then Whispers called out to Stitch.
Hey, Stitch, over here.
Mrs. Bejoy immediately turned and stared at Whispers. Whispers gave a smile to Mrs. Bejoy.
We're being nice. Real nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Then Whispers called out to Stitch again.
Hey, Stitch, good job, good job.
You're really not so bad, considering your big feet.
Mrs. Bejoy is watching. Talk nice.
I meant to say, you're really not so bad, considering your nice big feet.
Fred Astaire would be proud of you. Hey, Whispers, who's Fred Astaire? I don't know. Never heard of him.
Mrs. Bejoy showed her approval with a smile. Then Whispers, Cheater, and Chop Chop all waved their hands at Stitch to motion him to come over.
What? You looking at me? What? You want to talk to me? To me? Oh, wow.
Stitch immediately tapped over to the Nicedies. They explained to him their proposal. Stitch was ecstatic and couldn't believe that he was finally going to tap his way into a girl's heart, just like Fred Astaire tapped his way into the heart of Ginger Jogger. Moving time to the students' dance, just an hour after it started, Whispers, hidden in the bushes, called out to Stitch.
Stitch, where are you going? The front door is that way.
Stitch tapped his way to the middle of the empty road.
To practice my tap routine.
What? Now? You're already an hour late.
Come on, get off the road before a car comes. Chop, chop, chop. Come on. Oh, great. Now it's raining. Chop, chop, chop. Chop, 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 chop.
This is the last time we walk with him. He stands all the way here. Took so much time.
We're getting soaked standing here in the rain. Stitch, are you stalling? Come on, Mimi is waiting for you. You gotta face her sometime. I'm serious, Stitch.
Shh, I have an idea. Stitch, you just stay here and dance, okay? We're going to go inside and explain to Mimi you were just joking, that you didn't really want to meet her. You just wanted to play a trick on her. She's not going to like that.
Okay, never mind. We're going now. We're walking up the walk. We're approaching the door. Stitch! Didn't you hear me? Stitch!
I think I forgot a step. I just have to practice my routine one more time.
Hey, can't we forget being nice just this one time and tie up his tapping feet? Then we can drag him into the house. Huh? What do you say? What do you say? Chop, chop, chop!
No, chop, chop. We made a vow. There must be a nice way to get him there.
Oh, being nice is too hard.
Chop, chop, chop.
Oh, no. My phone is out of power.
I'll be right back.
Stitch started tapping back to his house.
Oh, no, you don't.
The niceties charged after him and knocked him down to the ground. Stitch's hat and phone went flying across the road.
Cheater, get his hat and phone. Look, Stitch, see that house in front of you?
Yes.
That's where Mimi is waiting for you.
I know.
Then why are you stalling?
I don't know what to say to her. I've never talked to a girl before.
Cheater handed Stitch his phone and placed his hat on his head.
Who is that all? Why didn't you say so in the first place? Okay, Whispers, tell him what to say. Go on, go ahead.
I know what he should say. Your phone is out of power, right? Then use that as your opening line. All you say is, Mimi, give me your charger. Chop, 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 chop.
Chop, 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 chop.
Not like that. You say, give me your charger because I need to charge my phone. You need to explain why you...
Oh, don't listen to them, Stitch. I remember someone telling me that a boy must be polite to a girl. It's something like this. Excuse me, Miss Mimi, may I use your battery charger, please? My phone is completely out of power, and only your power can charge my power. Only your power can charge my power. That's so corny. Chop, chop, chop.
Shh.
Can you do any better?
Wow, that's so romantic. Just what Fred Astaire would say to Ginger Jogger. I'm excited to meet her now. Help me up, please. Get me up. And what are those words again? Repeat them, please.
The niceties pulled Stitch up to his feet, helped him memorize his words, accompanied him to the front door, then ran and hid in the bushes.
Don't just stand there. Ring the doorbell.
Ring again!
Try knocking on the door! Chop, chop! Ah, I did it again!
Chop, chop!
Stitch was nervous. He knew quite well his tap routine. But whenever he tried to recite his lines, he kept forgetting them. He looked back at the niceties, hoping they'd send him home. But they urged him on to keep ringing the doorbell.
They're probably having difficulty hearing it because of the loud tapping you're doing. Job, job.
So Stitch rang and rang the doorbell, tapped and tapped his feet, and recited his lines, whatever he remembered of them. Then he noticed one of his jacket tails missing. He saw it laying in the middle of the road and tapped over to fetch it.
Where are you going? Job, job, go back, go back.
I'll just get my mom to quickly sew it back on. Don't worry, I'll be right back. There's no time, just leave it there.
Oh no, what do we do now? Oh, you're right, Chop Chop. It is difficult being nice.
Hey, I told ya. So,
what do we do now? Chop Chop? Go after him, I guess.
And just as the nasties went down the street to go after him, the door finally opened. Bobby and Mimi peeked outside and looked around to see if anyone was there.
See, Mimi? There's nobody here. So it wasn't the doorbell you heard.
But I'm sure I heard it. I guess I was wrong.
And they went inside and closed the door. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Join us next week for another episode of The Tales of Bobby the Cat. Stay safe and be happy. If you've enjoyed listening to The Tales of Bobby the Cat, then I'd love to hear from you. Send me your comments to talesofbobbythecat@gmail.com. Thank you.